Don't be too keen and be lucky. Golden rules. Now, I got to go now, ladies and gentlemen. Time's running out. No, I've got to go off so I can come back on for the encore. That's how it works. So if I do go off, I'm coming straight back on. Don't fuck about. Yeah?
No need to know yet.
You beautiful people. And I want to leave you with a message of hope, ladies and gentlemen, because we've done everything tonight. We've sorted out the issue of we've proved there's a God for the boys here. Shown them some moral guidance. We've found out where the fucking money is. He doesn't know. Yeah, we've even dealt with the issue of the 2012 Olympics.
It's going to be a big show.
Beautiful. We've started a revolution tonight. A common sense revolution. And I want to leave you with a message of hope. A message of hope. A parable from the British pub. A parable from the pub. A message of hope. Yeah, let's. A parable. Of hope. You're disgusting. You're obsessed. You're disgusting. Pete, not to leave you. With a message of hope from the British pub, because the British pub is the greatest institution in the world. In the pub, we're all equal. Princes and paupers are equal alike. And it predates Parliament. It is the greatest institution in the world. And right now it's in crisis. You might not know this, but up in the north, you can buy a pub for £1 right now. It's a shocking business. It's a value Friday night, though, if you think about it. 10 of you get together, 10p each, you buy the pub, you drink it dry, you burn it down, claim it on insurance Monday morning. It's a good deal. I'm not suggesting you do that for a minute. Now, the point is, I want to offer you a message of hope from the British pub. Because, Mikey, when you walk in a pub, son, what do you see? What do you see, mate? Beers? Yeah. You see the bar. Good boy. You see the bar. That's right. And on the bar, you see the pumps. And the pumps have a message of hope for all of us. A beautiful lesson. Those pumps standing tall, standing proud, standing together. Because the pumps can show us how to get through this difficult time. Because the pumps all serve beer, but the beers are all different. Yeah, and if we're going to get through this difficult time, we've got to settle our fucking differences, haven't we? And pull together to get through this time living in broken Britain. And the pumps can show us how. Because the beers are all different. Maybe. Yeah, one of the beers is black.
Yeah, maybe there is a black beer.
Maybe one of the beers is brown. Maybe there are some brown beers. Maybe there's a white beer. Maybe there's a blonde beer. Maybe there's a French imported fucking lager. Maybe. There's a Polish beer that is cheaper and stronger than its British equivalent and gets the job done far more quickly for less money.
Maybe.
Maybe there's all of those things. But in the end, the beers are just like us because they're served in equal measures. And that's the thing we've got to remember in these difficult times. We are all different. We might all be loyal soldiers of Her Majesty. Yeah? We might be old blokes teetering on the twilight. Yeah? We might be ogres batting well above our fucking average. Yeah? Yeah? We might be Tuesday night dancers. But in the end, we're all served in equal measures, just like the beer. Equal measures, just like the beer. Pints for the fellas. Glass of white wine, fruit-based drink for the lady. Because those are the rules. And if we didn't have rules, where we'd be? France. And if we had too many rules, where we'd be? Germany. But we're not. We're in Great Britain having a pint on a Saturday night, and it doesn't get any fucking better than that. Hey, gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming tonight. I hope to see you all again. Please take your glasses back to the bar! Good night, thank you! The lads, little Mikey and Pops, thank you very much. Good night, see you again. Thank you for coming. Cheers. Want some more? Want some more? Just some more?